ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुरोहितनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः. This fourth chapter, entitled as Alatha Shanti Prakaranam, Gaudapada Acharya initially helps us understand the mananam, understand the reflection, to reflect upon what we have understood in the first, second and the third chapters, thereby he shows us how to negate the others' views. We don't negate others' views simply, mechanically, bluntly, but we understand the logical fallacies, limitations in others' views. So he presented mainly the Sankhya philosopher's view and showed us the fallacies, logical defects in his views, and also the other Bauddhas, Yogacara Bauddha and other Bauddhas' views, and he showed us the logical defects in their views. So he refuted the other schools of thought. Thereafter he presented the teaching again in a nutshell, and he used different examples. He uses the dream example, which is traditionally used in the Shastra teaching, because this universe is mithya. The world which we are experiencing in the waking state is mithya. Mithya means there is no universe really. The universe is means what? Universe is as though the universe is really not there, which means what that which appears as the universe is nothing but Brahman. The whole universe is Brahman. Everything here is Brahman. All that is here is only Brahman. When you say only Jnanam, the whole universe is knowledge. Pure knowledge. The whole universe is knowledge. Jnanameva prakashate jagadrupena. It is the knowledge which alone, when I say knowledge, I am using the word knowledge to mean consciousness. It is pure knowledge, it is pure consciousness, it is the awareness alone shines as this whole cosmos. The most intangible abstract reality alone shines as this tangible, gross universe. Nothing here is really there other than the knowledge. And there is no experiencer other than knowledge. The one who obtains as the experiencer is also knowledge. The one who, that which is in the form of the experienced is also knowledge. That which is in the form of experience is also nothing but knowledge. You see this knower, known, knowledge, Triputi Bheda. You see this experiencer, experience, experienced, Triputi Bheda. At the same time, you see these differences being mithya. Isn't it? They're all resolved in what? The standpoint of the absolute reality. Therefore, all that is here is only Brahma. When you say there's no knower other than consciousness, you resolve what? The Jiva Brahma Aikyam. Negate the individual is resolved in the reality. You say there is no Jagat other than Brahma. You resolve the Jagat also in Brahma. Refute the Jagat. You resolve the duality, knower known duality. You resolve the knower knowledge known, Triputi difference. Triputi Bheda also you resolve. This is the actual teaching. This is the vision of the Shastram, the vision of the non-duality of the reality. It's called Advaita Drishtihi Advaita Darshanam and Paramarthika Satya Darshanam. It's called Brahma Jnanam, isn't it? And this is what he presents, for which, how this Jagat is Mithya. Even though we listen again and again and again, how to say this Jagat is really not there, it's only Mithya. To establish that, he gives the example of the dream. Come on, every time you are dreaming, when you are in dream, the dream is real. It's a dream experiencer, it's a dream experience, it's a dream experienced world. Isn't it? Triputi Bhedaha is there. There is experiencer, experienced Bheda is there in dream. The duality, the plurality, the Triputi Bheda, everything which is there in dream is real as long as you are in dream. When you wake up from dream, the standpoint of the waker alone, you can say dream is mithya. Dream is not tucham, it is mithya, it is not independent of, outside of, other than the waker. The whole dreamer dreamt, the dream experience, the dream world is what? Everything is nothing out but waker. Similarly here, this waking universe also is mithya, not from the standpoint of the Vishwaha, the waker. It is mithya from the standpoint of Turiya Chaitanyam. Turiyam, the consciousness. That's what he establishes. And then he uses he gave the base, beautiful example of Alataha, isn't it? And therefore, there he made very clear, he compared this Alata, Spandita Abhasaha, these designs and patterns caused by the movement of the Alata's fire, the tip of the glowing tip of the firebrand, to these varieties of these objects here, and how all those designs and patterns caused by the movement of Alata are nothing but the glowing tip of the firebrand alone. They really speak, there are no real designs and patterns. Similarly, these objects are not there, the world is not there. What is there is only Brahman. In fact, the whole universe, all these are nothing but, you know, the consciousness in motion. He gave the example also. Consciousness in seeming motion. There's no real motion. We have to remember all the time. And he also uses the example of the magician's skill, how a magician uses his skill and he produces things, but really there's no production of anything in the magic show. Real, there's no real production, but he shows everything. But it looks very real when you're watching. The same way, this whole universe also, which appears to be real, is not really there. This is what we saw in the previous classes. So today, we have to go to the 67th verse. And before we go in there, and that lastly, he used another way of negating this universe. How did he present his other way of negating his universe? He takes this whole and divides them into three as the external world of objects, which includes your body also. And he sees the mind as the next factor, and she sees the consciousness as a separate factor. So the pure consciousness, mind and the world. Divide all that is here into three factors as consciousness, mind and the world. And he says, we saw in the last class, the external world, the world of objects will always be the object of experience. And the subject of experience will always be the consciousness, which means consciousness will never become the object of experience. The world of objects will never become the subject of experience. The world will be ever the object, subject will ever be the consciousness. This mind in between is both subject and the object. The mind, the standpoint of the world, is a subject of experience. the mind, from the standpoint of consciousness, is object of experience. Therefore, mind is relatively subject, relatively object. Isn't it? For here we understand an object is, an object of experience has no independent existence at all. Therefore, the object of experience is mithya. Why it is mithya? It has no independent existence. It is ever inseparable from the, never separate from the subject of experience. The experiencer, the experienced world is never separate from the, separable from the experiencer. Therefore, the external world of objects is never separable, never separate from the mind. Just as ocean is inseparable from the water, okay, the experienced object is inseparable from the experiencer mind. Therefore, the whole world is mithya. The mind is relatively satyam from the standpoint of mithya jagat. But this mind also does not have independent existence of its own. Why? Because the mind is dependent on consciousness for it to become existent first. To have the status of being existent, to become sentient, to become conscious, and to be able to function as the mind. Therefore, mind is also what? Mithya, from the standpoint of the consciousness. But mithya, mind, being the object of experience, isn't it? We say what? Mind does not have independent existence. Mind is inseparable from consciousness. Mind is never separate from consciousness. There is no mind outside of consciousness. There is no jagat outside of the mind. Therefore, there is no jagat and mind outside of consciousness. So, what is the final conclusion? Mind is mithya. Mithya mind illumined jagat also is mithya. Consciousness alone is satyam. Therefore, is it clear now? The world is absolutely mithya, and mind is relatively mithya, relatively satyam, but consciousness is the absolutely absolute reality, paramarthikam satyam. Now negate everything as mithya. Mind is also mithya. There is no independent existence outside of the consciousness. Remember the example last class I gave, sun, mirror, dark room example. Remember the example? I won't go back to the class now again. Remember that example. Therefore, we say the whole world is nothing but consciousness. There's no world outside of the mind. There's no mind outside of the consciousness. Therefore, there's nothing outside of consciousness. So what is here is the whole world is nothing but appearance of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge. The whole world is knowledge. Jnanam. Sarvam Brahma. Jnanam Brahma. All that is here is the reality, the knowledge. This is what is actually symbolized even by this Nataraja Tattva. You all must have heard about Nataraja. No? In South India, of course, North India also, we worship the Lord as Nataraja. Nata means what? The dancer. Rajaha means the king of dancers, means the exalted of the dancers, which means there is no dancer other than Bhagavan. Understand? And the whole jagat is what? Dance. The dance and the dancer are inseparable. The dance and the dance are inseparable. Dancer and the dance. Can you separate the dancer and the dance? Inseparable. And then the fifth movement, isn't it? It makes everything look as though moving, as though happening, isn't it? Really speaking, everything is appearance of the unmoving, motionless consciousness in seeming motion. This much we saw in the last class. Ubhehyan yonya drishyete. Kim tadastiti chochyate. Lakshana shunyam ubhayam. Tanmate naiva grihyate. Ubhehyan yonya drishyete. Kim tadastiti chochyate. Lakshana shunyam ubhayam. Tanmate naiva grihyate. So the 67th karika, Gaudapada Acharya establishes how the external world of objects is mithya, how the mind is also mithya. He says, Ubhe means the external world and the mind. Manaha, antahkaranam, ubhe both. Both. Anyonya drishye. Anya drishye means they are mutually dependent on each other for their existence. What does it mean? The proof. Now the mind proves the existence of the world. In fact, experienced world is the proof for the experience to be there. What proves the existence of the experience? The object of experience is the proof for the experience being there. And the experience is the proof for what? The object of the experience being there. Therefore, ube anyonya drishye. Because you infer your experience, understand? You infer your experience through the experience of the object. Imagine if there is no such a thing called light at all. How will you know your seeing power is there? Isn't it? If there is no object at all, the capacity to perceive, the power of perception, the power of seeing, isn't it? So the experience, how do you know there is experience? What proves the experience? Of course, experience is there. That's a different thing. Without the experiencer, experience also is not possible. That's a different thing. But what proves the experience? I experience light. There is experience of the light means, if there is no object called light, there cannot be experience of the light. Isn't it? Therefore, the object is the proof for the existence of the experience. The experience is the proof for what? If you do not experience, how do you know object is there? Isn't it? If there's no experience means, the object is as good as non-existent. What do you want to say here? The experience is dependent on the object of experience. Isn't it? To be proved. And the experience proves the existence of the object. They're mutually dependent on each other for being proved. Understand now, therefore, between that they cannot prove themselves independently. There's no independent proof. What is the proof? Minus mind. There's no experience at all. The senses do not perceive. What is the proof that the world exists? Tell me. What is the proof that the world exists? The big question comes. If the mind does not function, the sense powers are when they're non-functional, what proves the existence of the world? Tell me. There is world. What is the proof? There is no proof. Therefore, the existence of the world is proved, is what? by the mind. Mind is mind. The senses cannot function. The sense powers are non-functional. There is no proof for the existence of the world. Therefore, mind serves as the proof for the existence of the world. Understand? Similarly, the existence of the mind also, meaning the existence of experience also, is proved by what? The experience of the corresponding objects. Therefore, in fact, they mutually prove each other, mutually dependent on each other for being proved to be existence. Therefore, ube anyonya drishye te kim tadasti iti cha uchyate. Then, therefore, what now? Being both of them being mutually dependent on each other for being proved to be existent, both are what? Mithya. Both are mithya. Is it clear now? Both are, mind is also mithya. You are dependent on something else to be proved means mithya. Finished. Both are mutually mithya. Lakshana shunyam ubhayam. Ubhayam lakshana shunyam means what? Lakshana means pramana shunyam. Shankar Bhagavad Pada says lakshana shunyam means pramana shunyam, which means they are devoid of proof. The world does not have, cannot prove its own existence. The mind cannot prove its own existence. Which means what? There is no proof for the existence of the mind. There is no proof for the existence of the world. Okay? The mind, the experience, mind obtaining of experience is what? Is dependent on the object of experience for its proof. The world is dependent on the experience for its proof. Understand? We experience the world, okay, perception is the proof, and you infer the mind through the object of experience. You infer the experience through what? The object of experience also. You infer your sense powers. How? How do you know that you have sense powers? You can never understand your sense powers if there are no corresponding objects. Each corresponding object helps you to infer your sense power. It's really very important thing. How do you understand that you have sense powers? Apart from Golakani, you have subtle sense powers. What proves the existence of your sense powers? You infer the existence of sense powers through the objects you experience. Understand? Therefore, they mutually, mind and the world are mutually dependent on each other for the existence. For them to prove to be existence. Therefore, both are mithya. Lakshana shunyam ubhayam. Both do not have independent proof. Understand? Lakshana shunyam. Ubhayam tanmate naiva grihyate. Therefore, do they really exist? If you ask the question, they do not really exist at all. Why? Because they both, mind and the world, are dependent on what? The experiencer consciousness. Even the experiencer status is dependent on consciousness. Therefore, there is no experiencer also other than consciousness. Experiencer is only a status, temporary status attributed to the consciousness. Therefore, there is no mind, there is no jagat, both are mithya, both are appearance of what? The consciousness alone. Consciousness alone is there. This is the conclusion here, he says. Therefore, the mind also is consciousness. You say the world also is consciousness. There is nothing which is not Brahman here. No? That is said in this 67th verse. Let us go to the next mantra. Next karika. Yatha swapnamayo jivo.
Yatha swapnamayo jivo.
Jayate mriyate picha.
Jayate mriyate picha.
Tatha jiva ami sarve.
Tatha jiva ami sarve.
Bhavanti na bhavanti cha.
Bhavanti na bhavanti cha.
Yatha mayamayo jivo.
Yatha mayamayo jivo.
Jayate mriyate picha.
Jayate mriyate picha.
Tatha jiva ami sarve.
Tatha jiva ami sarve.
Bhavanti na bhavanti cha.
Bhavanti na bhavanti cha.
Yatha nirmitako jivo.
Yatha nirmitako jivo.
Jayate mriyate picha.
Jayate mriyate picha.
Tatha jiva ami sarve.
Tatha jiva ami sarve.
Bhavanti na bhavanti cha.
Bhavanti na bhavanti cha.
Okay. So here we see that tatha jivaha ami sarve bhavanti na bhavanti cha. The second line is the same in all three karikas. Ami sarve jivaha bhavanti na bhavanti cha. Ami sarve jivaha means all these beings here, bhavanti na bhavanti cha. But now they come and go. No? This arrival of the beings is implied by the word bhavanti. Departure of the beings is implied by the word na bhavanti. Bhavanti means what? No, they happen and they do not happen. It's little meaning. So bhavanti stands for the arrival of the beings. Nabhavanti means what? The departure of the beings. All these names and forms come and go. All these gross forms appear and disappear. They are born, they die, appear and disappear, they come and go. Bhavanti, nabhavanti. You mean what? Ami sarve jivaha. All these beings come and go. Arrive and depart, appear and disappear. They're born, they exist and they die. Isn't it? But how do we think? We think the appearance is, the birth is very real. Bhavanti implies what? The birth. Nabhavanti implies what? The death. For us, the birth is very real, absolutely real for us. Death also is absolutely real for us. In our perception, an Ajnani's perception, birth is very real, death is very real. Isn't it? Therefore, bhavanti na bhavanti. But here is, they are not real, birth is not real, there is no real birth, there is seeming birth, there is no real arrival, there is no real departure, there is no real death. There is a seeming birth and a seeming death. Who will accept? Swaminiji, we all go to the crematorium and cremate the body, and how much we cry, you don't know. You know, if somebody very close to us dies, and then we really, you know, we know people whom we do not know at all, you will not feel for the person. But if we know somebody very closely and we associate with for some time, means emotionally miss the physical presence of the person, so you cry. Understand? Cry means what? The emotions are expressed. Now that you need not be emotionally entangled. Simply, if you know somebody who dies, you feel your little mood disturbed. Because physically the person is no more available for you to relate to. No? How can you say there is no real death? Because what about the cremation then? The person is no more available for me to interact with, to make the person do things, isn't it? Which means, he is not available. Eh? You can't, no, that's what really, death is very real for us. And the Shastram says, no, death is no more, not real, birth is not real. Ami jivaha bhavanti na bhavanti cha. No, really, how it is not real? how it is not real. He gives three examples. No? Ami jivaha tatha bhavanti tatha na bhavanti. These all these beings appear and disappear. No, like what? They are not real. He gives the example of the dream. Second, let us see the first example now. Yatha swapnamayaha jivaha jayate mriyate cha. So you may think he repeats a lot, but really there's a subtle point you have to notice. Yatha tatha. The yatha tatha are indeclinables and to compare, isn't it? Yatha, just as swapnamayaha jivaha jayate mriyate cha tatha. Ami jivaha bhavanti jayante gacchanti cha. All these beings arrive and depart. They are not really, they do not arrive and depart. They are not born really, they are not dying really. There is no death really on the part of these jivas. Like what? Imagine the dream. You are all in dream world. You are in, visualize your dream. You are in dream. In dream, no? You are a dream individual. There's a dream world of objects. And you attend, you also, you know, somebody phones and tells you some child is born. No, the baby is born somewhere known. And you also go and see the hospital. In India we do that, okay? I don't know, here maybe not even allowed. In India we have to go and see and all that. Okay? Otherwise you go and, after even the baby comes home also, you go and see the, oh, new arrival. New person, the third number counter. Father, mother and new baby, newborn, additional number, isn't it, in the family. So, how can we say birth is not real? Birth is very real for us. In dream, you see the birth of the baby. You attend that what now? First, Namakaranam celebration also. There's a naming ceremony of the baby. That also you attend. Where? In dream. And you have nice payasam and all that, sweets also they give you. Eat also. So how can you forget that Namakaram ceremony? Naming ceremony you cannot forget. Naming ceremony is real, and the rituals were done, that was real. The Simantonainam was done, that is also real. The mother became pregnant, was real. The baby was born, it was real. Everything is real. Everything is happening where? In your dream. And then you also get very bored. And you also hear about the death of that baby's great-grandfather dies. Because it's related, you attend that function also, ceremony. Antyayashti also you attend. Where? In dream. Who died? The one who was born, his great-grandfather died. Isn't it? My God, this person's birth I did not know. But I knew him as the grandfather of this baby who also died. Everything happens in dream. And then, very serious. Very, very serious. Antyeshti karma also you attended in dream itself. Everything is so real. The birth was real. Namakaranam was real. The death was real. The celebrations were real. The rituals were real. No, you enjoyed the prasadam. Everything was real. How long? As long as you are in dream. As a taijasaha, the whole dream is what? The birth and death which you experienced in dream is real when you are in dream. Once you wake up from sleep, as a waker, the death is not unreal, you experienced. The birth is not unreal experienced, but they are not absolutely real. They are as though there was a birth, as though there was Namakaranam, as though there was puja, as though there was prasadam, as though there was death, as though there was antyeshti. Everything was as though. When? Real in for taijasa, as a vishwa, on waking up from sleep, in waking state, the whole dream jiva, the dream individual who was born, the dream individual who died. No? Yes, death did happen. In dream, birth did happen. But on waking up from sleep, they are not there. The whole thing is mithya. From the standpoint of the waker, similarly, ami jivaha, all these beings here, bhavanti, they seem to have been born, they seem to be existing, they seem to be growing big, they seem to be eating, they seem to be enjoying, they seem to be experiencing, they seem to be dying also, they will die also, really speaking. The whole thing is what? The arrival of beings, departure of beings, birth and death, which are experiencing as so real for us as the Vishwa, the standpoint of Vishwaha as a waker, having identity with this body, mind, waking body, mind in this complex. You see yourself as a waker, the birth is real, death is real, everything is happening is real, real, real. But when you shift the I sense, consciously, cognitively, prudently, logically negating the understanding what an object is, understanding what a subject is, shift the experiencer I to the consciousness, resolve the I in consciousness, see yourself as real self, as consciousness, from the standpoint of Turiyam consciousness, this birth, Ami Jivaha, all the birth of all these jivas, the death of all these jivas, all these situations also will be mithya, will be very clear. Shifting the I sense to Turiyam will help you see the fact of this waking universe being mithya. What do you need for that? Nididhyasanam you need. Contemplation you need. You need to... So contemplation will not make you mad. Okay? Contemplation will make you the wisest person. Which means it will help you shift the... Understand everything in the class, but really... Which means we do not have contemplative disposition. We are not contemplative enough. That is the problem. In understanding, there is no problem. Okay? You have understood, there are some people who have understood problem in understanding also, but you have understood well, but still you can, it's difficult for me to say it's accept this as mithya means it is difficult. Who says no? It is easy to accept it, but shifting is very important, isn't it? The standpoint of Turiya Chaitanyam, you have to see. See, when you wake up from sleep, dream. The dream is no more as a waker. But when you shift the I sense from cognitively, from the body mind complex to pure consciousness, you see your real self as consciousness, the standpoint of consciousness, keeping the Jagat in front of you, experiencing this Jagat also, you should be able to see the fact of the birth being mithya, death being mithya, all the experiences being mithya, everything being mithya. Okay, Ami Jivaha na Bhavanti na Bhavanti. Yes, these beings come and go. How? Do they really come? Do they really go? No. Are they really born? Do they really die? Is there arrival and real departure? There's no real arrival and departure. There's no real birth. There's no real death. It only seeming. When you say part space is born, you analyze what is the birth of a part space, understand, first of all, you will be shocked to know there is no such a thing called part space at all. When you analyze, you don't analyze, there's a part space born. Suddenly, you keep the part in one space. Okay? And the part space is born. Where is the part space born? If you analyze, there's no such thing called part space at all. There's only space. You see, resolve the space, part space in the total space. There's no such thing called part space. There's only space. Space never came. Space never goes. Part came, part goes. Understand? And the parts arrival, part departure, seeming. Really, therefore, the part space as though born. There's no real. From which standpoint you're seeing? Are you seeing the part space from the standpoint of the part, or are you seeing the space from the part space from the standpoint of the space? Really speaking, that is where difference. Okay. Similarly, here there's no real. this, so all these beings also, what really, there's no birth of the beings, there's no death of the beings, which means the whole world itself is what really not there. It is as though there, what really is only Brahma. So this, the first example is what? Dream jivas, arrival of dream jivas and departure of dream jivas. Similarly, here also birth and death of beings here. You can see them being mithya only not as a vishwa but as a turiyam. Okay, next. Next he is, see the second line is the same second line. Ami jivaha, ami sarve jivaha bhavanti na bhavanti cha. All these beings appear and disappear, not really. They seem to be arriving, they seem to be departing. The birth and death of all these beings are as real as the arrival and departure of beings in the magic show. The magician comes and, now, see, Shankara Bhagavatpada gives example of egg, okay, egg-born birds. He must, in those days also there must have been this, the magician must have been showing this. He brings one hat, big hat, takes two hats, and he puts the egg in that. Egg, he shows the egg in front of him. Andam, sarve pashyantu andam, okay, all of you see this, there's an egg here in front of my hand. Do you see egg? Yes, only egg we see. What is this empty hat? Look at this, I'm putting this empty, the egg in this empty hat, okay? And he takes another empty hat, closes it. Now, look at this, I'm showing only what? There's only egg in the hat, isn't it? And he'll show through, open it, and suddenly you'll see what? Chick comes. Making noise. Chick comes. Then again, all of you says, see the chick? And he puts it back like the hat again. Again he sees, and takes it big. The big hen comes. My God. Suddenly, how come over, within a minute, the egg became chick and chick became hen, and he shows that. And we all watch. Children are so excited, clapping, they laugh and smile, and you know, sitting, paying, you came to the show just to enjoy, entertain the children, to keep them engaged for some time. You couldn't stand them, no? So you brought them to the show, and you're sitting with them, looking after them, getting them snacks. You know, the children are so excited. And she'll call and tell you to watch. See, look at this, dad, look at this, mom. See, only egg was there. And little chick came. Really, he made the egg into chick, you know, he showed. The children are excited. Okay? There you are, turiya. Turiya atma there. You see what? You know the whole show. It's all magic show, isn't it? Magician's skill, amazing skill, that he can show everything. And you are all jnanis there. Therefore, you sit there, no excitement at all. But who are excited? The kids are excited. All these balaha are excited. And you are seeing no excitement. But at the same time, you are not unhappy also. You are either happy nor unhappy. You are not, no excitement. But you are happy seeing children getting excited like that. You see, but similarly, there is no real birth of a chick. There is no, in fact, we had doubt whether the egg at all was there. And then, and there is no hen. Did he produce them? No. And after some time, again he puts the chick in the bag again. No, he puts the hen into the bag, the thing. And he shows, he covers the big hat, and he shows, and suddenly opens it, no hen. Hen disappears also. Where did it go? That is the magic, isn't it? That is what is magical skill. So, how it is not at all real. Similarly, all these, from the standpoint of Turiyam, the consciousness, you will really see the birth of these beings, the departure of these beings, death of the beings. It is typically like that magic show. It means what? It is not real at all. But it looks so real for us. What is very, very real for us? What cannot be accepted at all for us as mithya? It is really not there. Understand? The second example is what? Magic shows. So, yatha maya mayo jivo,
yatha maya mayo jivo,
jayate mriyate picha,
jayate mriyate picha,
tatha jiva ami sarve,
tatha jiva ami sarve,
bhavanti na bhavanti cha,
bhavanti na bhavanti cha.
So ami sarve jivaha bhavanti na bhavanti katham tatha yatha maya mayaha jivaha jayate mriyate picha. Maya mayaha jivaha means what? The beings created by the magician in the magic show, isn't it? You know, how just as the product of the magician's product produced by the magician in the magic show, how it seems to be born, how it really dies, similarly, okay, in the same way, appears and disappears in the same way, from the standpoint of Turiya Chaitanyam, the Atma, these beings also, what now, they appear and disappear, which means there's a real appearance of beings. There's no real departure of beings. There's no real birth. There's no real death. Is it clear? Now he goes a third example. So first is dream example. Second is what? Magic example. Magic show. The third one. Yatha nirmita ko jivo.
Yatha nirmita ko jivo.
Jayate mriyate picha.
Jayate mriyate picha.
Tatha jiva ami sarve.
Tatha jiva ami sarve.
Bhavanti na bhavanti cha.
Bhavanti na bhavanti cha.
So, yatha nirmitakaha jivaha jayate. First he says, yatha swapnamayaha jivaha jayate mriyate. Yatha mayamayaha jivaha jayate mriyate. Yatha nirmitakaha jivaha jayate mriyate. Tatha ami sarve jivaha jayante mriyante cha. Bhavanti na bhavanti cha. Which means, he repeats say, the second line is the same. Why second line stands for what? All these beings here. All these beings here which seem to have come and which seem to be going, which seem to appear and which seem to disappear, the births and deaths which are experiencing in this day-to-day life, really speaking, are as mithya, as unreal, as what? Those things which appear in dream, those things which happen in magic show. He says now, third example he gives is nirmitakaha jivaha. The being, the living being, okay, who is created by the Siddha Purusha's Siddhi Shakti. Sometimes the mystic people who are endowed with, blessed with this mysterious, no, this the occult powers, and using their powers, using their mantra, Shankara says, mantra aushadhyadi bihi. Now, using some mantras, some herbs, etc., sometimes the Siddha Purushas, the people who are given to the practice of meditation, who are really earned some occult powers, they can materialize things. Look at this. The capacity to materialize is what? Is the Shakti which a person develops, as a skill, as a result of the practice of meditation or some tapas. And we call such a person Siddha Purushaha. That is Siddha Purushas. And they materialize things. So, Nirmitakaha Jivaha means what? The materialized beings. Not naturally born, but materialized. How? Using their some Shakti, some Siddhi powers, or using some herbs, special herbs, or using mantras also. Siddhi Shaktis, they produce. Such jivas are called what? Nirmitakaha jivaha. So nirmitakaha jivaha means the materialized. Like in Ramayana we have the story that Sita goes somewhere leaving Lava. with our Vasishtha Rishi. And when she goes, no, she didn't leave. She takes Lava and goes. But when Vasishtha opened his eyes and saw, and he didn't find the baby, he thought, my God, Sita comes back and asks, what can I say? And he middle-aged one. They were Kusha. You know that? That's my Lava Kusha. Because he could do it. Why? We are not Vasishtas, okay? We cannot do that. He could do one. I don't know, something he did, and there was one baby was, and then the cradle. So Sita had, you know, without difficulty, had one more. Kusha. Now, why I'm saying, they materialized. Siddha Purushas. So we can, such jivas are also, what now? Are they really born? No, materialized. See, you need to understand here. Shastram says, anything materialized. So what? Suddenly comes and makes you some, gives you some shivalingam. Something makes and gives you something. There, nothing is created here, okay? Nothing is produced by the mystic person. But you don't know how it comes to the hand, that's all. Anyway, that skill we don't have. We can't materialize, you see. So we have to bow to such people. We can't materialize. Therefore, they are superior people because they endowed with some special skills. So what? Shastram says what? Yata nirmitakaha jivaha, even some living being newly brought into existence by a great mystic person using his mystic powers, and therefore he will be everlasting or what? He will also have to one day go away. Isn't it? That's one thing. But when he went to is that real? No. Yatha nirmitakaha jivaha, not real. Just as the materialized objects, materialized beings are also not real. Okay? Thus they also come and go. Understand? Similarly, that's not real. There's no real creation of the jiva. It is not his real own creation, isn't it? Similarly, all these jivas also what now? As mithya, as those the beings created by the mystic people. Nirmitakaha jivaha yatha jayate mriyate. One aspect he talks about the materialized beings also are not real. So also, even the objects we are really experiencing, even Bhagavad Sishti, even this universe itself is mithya. This universe is mithya. Understand? Tatha ami sarve jivaha bhavanti na bhavanti cha, means what? They seem to be, the arrival and departure, birth and death, appearance and disappearance seem to be very real. Really speaking, there's a seeming appearance, seeming disappearance, seeming birth and seeming death. There's no real birth. There's no real arrival. There's no real departure at all. Like what? Like the materialized jiva. Okay. Therefore what? Now he concludes. Therefore, there is no real birth of any being at all. Na kaschid jayate jivaha.
Na kaschid jayate jivaha.
Sambhavosya na vidyate.
Sambhavosya na vidyate.
Yetattaduttamam satyam.
Yetattaduttamam satyam.
Yatra kinchinna jayate.
Yatra kinchinna jayate.
Nakaschid jayate jivaha.
Nakaschid jayate jivaha.
Sambhavosya na vidyate.
Sambhavosya na vidyate.
Yetattaduttamam satyam. Yatra kinchinna jayate.
Yatra kinchinna jayate.
He says, kaschit jivaha na jayate. Therefore, there is no such a thing called birth of the jiva. There's no jiva is really born. Look at this. Kaschit jivaha na jayate. There is no individual born here. Why? Because there is no such a thing called individual at all. Who is individual then? The seeming individual. There is a seeming birth of the seeming individual. There is no real, absolutely real individual. Just as there is no absolutely real pot space. Birth of the pot space. There is no pot space at all. Therefore, there is no birth of the pot space. Similarly, there is no absolute and really individual at all, jiva at all. Therefore, whose birth you are talking about? There must be jiva, real pot space. Then you can talk about the, oh, when did this pot space come into existence? You can talk about the birth of the jiva only if you can establish the jiva first. Where is the jiva? There is no jiva other than consciousness. Consciousness identified with the individual mind gets the status of being the jiva, the temporary status attributed to the consciousness associated with the individual mind. There is no jiva otherwise. The same consciousness identified with the total is Ishvara. There is no real jiva. There is no real Ishvara. Understand? Therefore, nakas chitta jaya. When the jiva itself is not there, how can you talk about the birth of the jiva? It's only eternal consciousness. Understand? Okay? Everlasting consciousness is there. Timeless consciousness is there. What are you talking? Whose birth are you talking about? Kaschit jivaha kaschit na jayate. There is no jiva, okay, born here. Which means there is no jiva at all, first of all, absolutely. No, there is a birth, there is a jiva means there is a seemingly real jiva. Na mithya jivaha, there is mithya birth of the mithya jiva. There is no real jiva, there is no real, it's only appearance. Asya sambhavaha na vidyate. Therefore, there is no jagat also. There is no creation of the universe. These two, neither jiva is created, nor the jagat is created. There is no creation of the jagat. The jagat does not come into existence newly. Okay? The jagat is always there. As what? What is jagat then? Jagat does not come into existence. There is no birth of the jagat, there is no birth of the jiva. What is jiva? Consciousness. What is jagat? Consciousness. Jagat is also consciousness. Jagat also is consciousness. Jagat also is Brahma. Therefore what? Consciousness is what? Ajaha. Consciousness has no cause. Consciousness is not the cause. Therefore, nothing originates from consciousness. But because consciousness is of the nature of changelessness, therefore what? It is neither the cause nor the effect. Therefore, it is distinct from cause and effect. Therefore, there is no jagat, origination of the universe. There is no creation of the jiva. Kaschit jivaha na jayate, asya jagataha sambhavaha apina vidyate. The jagat also does not come into existence. Understand? There is no... why jagat does not come into existence? For the jiva to be born, jagat to originate, there must be cause. Where is the cause? There is no cause. Consciousness is not the cause. For something to be the cause, it must undergo a change. It is of the nature of changelessness. Therefore, consciousness is not the cause. Therefore, what? There is no effect, there is no production. Then how will you account for this jagat? What is this jagat and what is this jiva then? There is no jiva, there is no jagat. What is there? There is no jagat, there is no jiva. Then what else is here, my God? You are saying there is no jiva. You are saying there is no pot space. There is no jagat. There is no. What is there then? If there is no jiva, there is no jagat. What is? What is? Tell me. That is said in the next line. Chittam nirvishayam nityam. Sorry. Yetad uttamam satyam. Sorry. Please see the second line. Yetad uttamam satyam. Yetad uttamam satyam. This absolute reality, consciousness alone is there. This Brahman alone is there. Yetad. Why yetad? This consciousness, why do you say here? The consciousness which you have recognized as your own Swarupam, which is very you, okay, which is not close to you, which is not distant from you, which is very you. Yetad uttamam satyam is what? This I, the consciousness, isn't it? The consciousness which you have recognized as your own real nature, which you have recognized as your real self. You are consciousness. Wave is water. Similarly, you are consciousness. And you have recognized this consciousness as what? As very you. As very I. I, the self, am consciousness. I, the knower, am consciousness. This consciousness which you recognized, as this very self, is only reality, only innermost essence of all the beings here. Therefore, consciousness is the absolute reality which alone is. Yetad uttamam satyam eva asti. Jivahana jayate asi jagataha sambhavaha api nasti. You cannot talk about the creation of the universe when you cannot even prove the existence of the universe. You can talk about the arrival of something, departure of something, when you prove the existence of something. Or what we did before, we analyzed all that, we established, we cannot prove the existence of the jagat. Therefore, I told you last time, consciousness is also non-definable, jagat also is non-definable. Why it is non-definable? Anirvachaniyam. Why it is non-definable? I told you, jagat is non-definable because jagat is what? Reduce jagat into matter, the matter into maya. There is no such a thing called matter at all. How other than consciousness? When it is not there at all, how can you talk about the arrival and departure of the jagat? Therefore, it is non-definable because it is not there. Maya is mithya, matter is mithya. Why? Because you cannot establish it because it is not there. It is anirvachaniya, it is non-definable, it is not there. How can you talk about something which is not there? If I simply ask all of you, would you please all of you describe this? Would you please all of you describe this? If you say, Swaminiji, what are you asking us to describe? If I simply ask, tell you like this, if I show this, would you please describe this and you can tell what it is. If I simply ask you, would you please all of you describe this? You will ask me. You are asking us to describe. What are you asking us to describe? Not showing anything. Similarly, there is no such a thing called maya at all, matter at all. There is no jagat. Therefore, you cannot talk about the arrival of it, departure of it. You cannot define consciousness. Why? Because it is of the nature of attributelessness. We understood already. Therefore, here he says, Asya jagataha sambhavaha na vidyate. This universe, you cannot talk about the origination of the universe because it is not there. You cannot even establish the existence of the universe. Similarly, the jiva also is not born because there is no jiva. You can establish the existence of the jiva. Understand? There is no jiva other than consciousness. Therefore, you cannot talk about the birth of it, the death of it. You can establish the existence of the world logically. Therefore, there is no arrival of the universe, creation and the destruction of the universe. Understand? It is all what? All this is nothing but the appearance of consciousness in motionless consciousness in seeming motion. I am repeating the sentence again and again and again and again and again until, repeating this. The whole jagat is not illusion. The whole jagat is knowledge manifest. You have to see this whole jagat. Never say illusion. Okay? What is illusion? The jagat the mithya jagat, seemingly real jagat, appearing to be real is illusion. But the whole jagat is what otherwise? When you do not see jagat as mithya, jagat at all, you see everything is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Everything is knowledge. Okay? Therefore, what is the question. Therefore, etad uttamam satyam yatra kinchit na jayate. Nothing originates from consciousness. Everything is appearance of consciousness. Okay? Go for a tea, come back, I'll continue.